In the United States, the Dallas police have named the main suspect in the killing of five officers as 25-year-old Army veteran Micah Johnson. Following the shooting spree on Thursday night during street protests, Johnson was killed when police remotely detonated a bomb that they sent into his hideaway using a robot. James Cook in Dallas has the latest details.
We're just learning a little more from the police here in Dallas about Micah Johnson. Police have been at his house. They've been searching his house in Texas. And we're told now that they believe he had no criminal record and that in that house they have found what they call a ballistics vest, that is to say a bulletproof vest, rifles and ammunition that they have been found in the house of the suspect. They have also formally confirmed for the first time his identity as Micah Johnson, this 25-year-old U.S. Army veteran who served in Afghanistan.
President Obama has ordered that flags on public buildings should fly at half-mast as a sign of respect to the five dead officers. Hundreds of people have attended a multi-faith prayer vigil in central Dallas. The city's police chief, David Brown, told them that the attack was a well-planned, well-thought-out and evil tragedy. The U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch urged Americans to shun violence in the wake of the killings.
Your voice is important. Do not be discouraged by those who would use your lawful actions as a cover for their heinous violence. We will continue to safeguard your constitutional rights and to work with you in the difficult mission of building a better nation and a brighter future.
The Indian company Tata Steel says it's looking at a range of alternatives for its British business, which it had been intending to sell. The British Business Secretary, Sajid Javid, said officials from the Indian company had told him that the UK's vote to leave the European Union had added a fresh layer of uncertainty. From Mumbai, here's Yogita Limai.
In a carefully worded statement, Tata Steel has all but announced that it's not going ahead with the sale of the company's UK business, at least for now. The firm has said that it is looking at alternatives such as a joint venture with strategic partners. It's already initiated talks with German engineering group ThyssenKrupp. Tata will, however, start a separate process to sell a part of its operation in the UK, which is its specialty steels business and its Hartlepool pipe mills.
The Hungarian government says it's deployed 10,000 police and soldiers to its southern border with Serbia in an effort to seal it completely against illegal migrants. About 1,000 people a week are still reaching Austria after travelling through the Balkans. A BBC correspondent at the frontier says some other countries, such as Bulgaria, Serbia and Macedonia, tolerate small numbers of people getting through their borders illegally. You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. The Italian Foreign Minister Paolo Gentiloni has said it's up to Britain to decide when to start the formal process of leaving the European Union. Many EU leaders have said this should happen as soon as possible to end further uncertainty. The legendary Pakistani philanthropist Abdul Sattar Eddy has died at the age of 88. Dr. Eddy devoted his life to helping the poor. Shaima Khalil looks back at his life.
For more than 60 years, Abdul Sattar Eddy has dedicated his life to helping the poor and needy in Pakistan. Seen by many as a national hero, Mr. Eddy created what has now become the country's biggest charitable organization with very limited resources. The Eddy Foundation runs schools, hospitals, and ambulance services across the country, often filling the gaps in services which the state has failed to provide. It also runs orphanages and is thought to have helped tens of thousands of children. People from all walks of life have expressed grief at the loss of a man many here see as a saint.
The Prime Minister of Mali has announced a new cabinet which includes a prominent member of the Tuareg group, which led a rebellion in the north of the country in 2012. Nina Walet Intalu of the MNLA's Women's League is the new Minister for Tourism. The rebels and the government signed a peace deal last year. Tennis. At Wimbledon, Milos Raonic has become the first Canadian man to reach a Grand Slam final after he beat the seven-time champion Roger Federer. Raonic will meet Britain's Andy Murray in the final on Sunday. Murray knocked out the Czech Tomáš Berdych in straight sets. He said he was pleased with his performance. That's the latest BBC News.
更多内容请关注可可英语可可 net.com.